I'm really sorry about you having to come crash here, but I'm glad you took me up on the offer. It's pretty late, and I was worried you weren't gonna come. And please don't think that you're an inconvenience or anything like that. The pipe bursting is literally no joke, and yeah, hopefully the renovation is fast, and you know, you can be back in your own room. Not that I don't want you here, just. You know what I mean, comfort of your own home. Plus, your parents save money since they don't have to put you up in a room for a while and it can go towards the fixing of your house. Well, sadly, I don't actually have a sleeping bag, so you're gonna have to sleep in the bed with me. Huh? Why on earth would I make you sleep on the floor? That's just weird and. To be honest, I don't hoover that much. I did clean up before you came over, just don't sleep on the floor. I know everyone knows me as the weird girl, okay? I hope to make you feel welcome and comfortable enough that you don't mind sharing a bed with me. We're just sleeping together. Well, beside each other. Gets a little bit cold, so I would appreciate it in all honesty. You know, you don't really talk much about yourself. I didn't think you'd be that adverse, to be honest. It's not like I'm naked. Are you the kind of good boy that envisions sex missionary with the lights off? I'm not gonna jump you or anything, jeez. I never thought I'd get a boy in my room like this. You don't have to look so scared. You should change that expression. It makes you look so delicious. Just lie down in the bed and relax. Your muscles are so tensed up. Shh. There's just. One thing though. It's like a weird obsessive thought I've had in my head. It's about guys like you. About how I would have my first time. How inappropriate I'd be. And you're so innocent. So I will get my fill with you by grabbing that cherry of yours. Now let me get rid of these clothes that are in the way. Oh, fuck, I knew you were horny. Let me put some lube on you. You're gonna need it for what follows next. Oof, it's slow. Who said anything about slow, dummy? It's happening here and now. See how both my legs are at either side of your hips. Oh my god, your cock is so fucking thick. Oh, it's stretching me. Oh my god, it feels fucking amazing. Don't you dare move. Just let me enjoy this. I want to see and absorb all of this. Oh my god, the smell of having a boy in my room, the feeling of slamming down on your hard cock, the noises coming from us both. More fuck. No more. I demand it. I need this. I need to corrupt you right before me. Do you understand? That feeling of my tight asshole gliding up and down your cock. No, giving you a second to think. That's because of me and your fucking welcome. Oh my god, I want to ruin you right from the start so you can never come without me in your head ever again. I will always be on your mind. I will. It will never be the same. Now open your mouth and fucking kiss me. Okay. Now keep your mouth open. Sorry about panting and leaking so much spit on your face, but this is just so much. It's too much. I'm overwhelmed and it's all thanks to this perfect innocent choir boy reeling my ass. You're loving this, or else you wouldn't be holding onto my hips and helping me bounce on your full length, huh, big boy? Keep fucking going, I'm almost there. Oh my god. I'm gonna fucking rub my pussy, I'm almost there. I'm gonna squirt in your face. Oh, you fill my ass up, do I make myself clear? Yeah? Very good fucking boy. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, my God. I can't. It's so deep. Fuck. Come in. The best decision to take that cherry of yours. Oh. But no worries. You took my anal virginity, so we both got something out of it, huh? Now let me bait you to mark you as mine. Mm. You're not mine. And to show it to everyone, I need to mark you as my property. Oh, don't worry about that. It's just to plug myself to keep the load inside. I want to sleep with it in me while I hold you to sleep. Come here. Good night, big boy. Let's see how big you are in the morning too, huh?